3Y Podcast with EG3 will be right back.
Buckle up. The 3Y Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
This is a 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, another edition on the air right now. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas for 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. This doubleheader edition, all about what's going on in motorsports, Camry World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series of three biggest divisions in sports, folks. This is episode 307 of this podcast. Yes, I did not know yesterday, of course, I put out a new episode as well, which is 306 of the playoffs. I'll be doing that series right through Daytona. Obviously, just left in this thing as well. A lot to get to in this edition of the podcast. I'm recording this on the final. Yes, the final. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, the final day. In July, July 31st, 2022, excuse me, recording this early in the morning before the day gets started here as well. And the Cup Series, of course, will be dropping the green flag at Indianapolis Road Course, the Verizon 200 this afternoon. A lot to get to. I'm going to jump on in right on in to the thing. I'm going to start the recent race yesterday with the Xfinity Series. No contest whatsoever, folks, here in... I'm getting to a driver that I've been talking about all year long that has not been living up to expectations as well. This is on the fly, so obviously we'll talk Cup in the second half of this podcast to the green flag of the Verizon 200. Two spots left. Tyler Reddick sitting on the pole. And last time we were on the road course, guess who won that? Yeah, the guy that's sitting up in the pole. That's been a lot of controversy surrounding him as well. Talking about Tyler Reddick winning that race, getting in. And by the way, that was his first ever win in the Cup Series race after being a few near misses, especially early this year. But he finally was able to break through. And then after that went at Road America, right? He decided, well, I need to look out for the future. Instead of the future with RCR, he decided he's going to be jumping ship after next season to 2311, which is on the rise, obviously. That threw some shade with the old school owner and almost said what I did, what I wanted to say. Richard Childress Race. Richard Childress was not happy about it and probably still ain't happy about it to this day. But yeah, at some point, he'll have to get over it, and they let it slip away. I agree with the guys at DBC, their episode they posted. I think it was not this one that I'm going to appear before the race, but I think it was the episode before, somewhere in there, that they were talking about Tyler Reddick and his future. Why? Might as well. Nothing wrong with that as well. I know me and AJ talked about it again in a recent episode of this podcast as well. Yeah, nothing wrong with that, obviously. But you know, you had your opportunity, just like kind of reminds me of that opportunity. Oh boy, I'm trying to think of a scenario here. I can't think right now. It's too damn early in the morning. But yeah, so Tyler Reddick, you had an opportunity. Oh yeah, the Pac-12. Yes, a college analogy here. Before I jump into the Xfinity Series side of things here, like I said, there's a lot to get into in a short amount of time here, but I'll do the best I can here. And this is the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 in the building. But yeah, the Pac-12, their opportunity to merge with the Big Ten a little bit worked well. The Big Ten last year, instead of this year, Big 12 said, nope, it ain't happening there. And of course, Pac-12. George Kiloff, or whatever his last name sounds, threw some shade at the Big 12 I'm going to see at the Big 12 saying, you know, we're ready to survive and thrive. Well, you know, good luck with that. with that, Mr. George Kiloff. There, I'm interested to see what Brett Yormack, the new commissioner of the Big 12, says to that, or he just ignores him like he should and just go about his business there. As we know, the Big 12 is already expanding to four teams next year with UCF, Houston. Oh, I'm drawing a book on the other two. UCF, Houston, Cincinnati, and BYU. See, it's too early to record these things, but I gotta get it. Hey, you gotta get it in. Be the best you can, right? So that's how you gotta be flexible. But yeah, so that's the four teams that are going in. And the Pac-12, they already lost UCLA and USC. I don't know how you're gonna survive and thrive off of that. But hey, you know, you do what you gotta do, George Kiloff, the Pac-12 commissioner. You do what you gotta do because you got other things to worry about. Richard Childress has other things to worry about. Well, not the rest of this year, but next year. Kind of putting himself in that Joe Gibbs racing bond here. Kyle Busch still hasn't signed an extension yet, but he's willing to sign less money to come back to JGR because Saints telling me that right there, that he don't like his options. And like his options, obviously. Obviously, the 10, Eric Almirola decided, I'm going to come back, baby. After early in the year, early in 2022, saying that, you know, I'm bowing out. He made, again, it goes back to saying, why are you going to make decisions before you make them? I mean, I make them sometimes as well. I get it. I mean, even 17-year-old make some not so good decisions. I've been there as well. Even as an adult, you make things that you question. You make yourself question a little bit. And yeah, Kyle Busch out there, you know, trying to look out. And Eric Almirola, I was not aware of that before AJ said something in the previous edition. Not this one, not this recent one I just posted yesterday, but two episodes ago, that, you know, hey, man, you know, I might want to come back to this 10 car. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with next. You just never know with this whole deal situation, obviously. And now everyone wants to say Cole Custer, get out of that 41 ride because the fact that, yeah, he's got his daddy's money and whatnot, you're not performing well. And I probably would say so. I mean, he's had some strong runs here and there. But Martinsville, he was really good that night that, you know, the passing was absolutely terrible. Dirty air, whatever you want to call it. So there's still the options out there, obviously. 42's open there. I don't think you want to go there. Colleague's intriguing. Colleague Racing is very intriguing as well. Obviously, you know, you have that one ride that you're sharing with all three drivers, that 16 ride. Justin Hindley's in the full time of 31, right in the mix of getting himself in, trying to get himself race his way into the show. So a lot of options here coming in. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be really interesting to see where Kyle Busch ends up. If it continues to be on this path, things will get really crazy. I only know that because of the fact that, you know, seeing Freddie and seeing the result of it, he would have came back. And like everybody should have said, predicted. I mean, we were set. We were doggone set on having Freddie Freeman as a Brave for the rest of his career. And some bonker situation happened with his stupid agent, which he finally fired. A month or so ago, and I'm not going down this road. This is a good example of that. Kyle Busch has been absolutely, I know Denny Hamlin has won a ton of races, but this guy, Kyle Busch, when Hendrick Motorsports, Rick Hendrick, made a decision, hey, I'm gonna get rid of this guy. Kyle Busch turned this thing around with Joe Gibbs Racing. Ever since then, he's been racking him up, putting him down, including two championships along with that. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's gonna get hairier from here. Stuart Haas Racing could have two openings, in my opinion, really. Yeah, yeah, Almirola, he ain't really done much here, and I don't see him winning today. I'm sorry, going off for rails here early in the morning. Cole Custer, yeah, I don't see him winning either as well, unless it's a wacky-ass situation like a couple years ago, looking into that win at Kentucky over Martin Truex Jr. I'm still smarting over that one. Not as much though. But when I think of Cole Custer, I just think about that. I'm like, how in the hell did you win that? But yeah, sorry to get off a little bit tangy here, but I've just been rolling things off here a little bit here in the Cup Series, but we'll have a starting lineup on the back end cast here. Okay, finally, we'll steer it back on course because we're going left and right early on this podcast and left and right on the Indianapolis road course yesterday. Before that, I'm going to set the stage here, obviously Pocono. We did not get a pre there because I uploaded the wrong post. So here is, I try to find here in the tab here real fast here. Yes, absolutely. So Pocono, real quick, the Explorer Mountains, Pocono Mountains 225, saw a tremendous battle between the 9 and the 54, Gregson and Gribb and Gibbs, and we know the history of these two guys. they raced really hard, and you know they've had some beef here and there. But this could be good going forward. But you never know. You can't assume anything. But then made it stick on a tunnel turn. On either was the second to last lap or the final lap of that race here. No, it's the final lap. Final lap of that race. And these guys are going at it for like 20. The last 20 to 25 laps. Of this race, Ty Gibbs had chances. He had chances, couldn't get it done. Noah Gregson holding him off right there. Let's run down the top 10 here. Josh Berry finished third. AJ Allmendinger finished fourth. We'll get to Allmendinger here momentarily because he is definitely the king of road courses in the Xfinity Series. Sheldon Creedsby coming on as of late. He finished fifth. Up until yesterday, that is. He was running inside the top 10, and then he got turned. Sam Mayer, 6th. Justin Allgaier, 7th. Again, the Junior Motorsports cars finishing in the top 10 here. Let's see. I'm going to go. Noah Gregson, 3rd win of the season. 10th top 10 finish of 2022. Yeah, I wanted to go back and check that out real quick here. Back to the top 10 here real quick. Austin Hill finished 8th. Daniel Hemric, 9th. Oh, I got some on him here in a few minutes. And speaking of Cole Custer, another top 10 in the Xfinity Series in that 07 car finished in the 10th spot. Some notables here. Riley Herbst finished 12th in this race. Brandon Jones, 17th there. Going down the line here. And then, of course, Jeb Burton's luck continued. Bad luck continues. He finished, in the 30s? Jeremy Kmetz finished a spot ahead of him in the 32nd spot. Now, fast forward to the Xfinity Series. Yesterday. Absolutely dominated by Colic Racing. And guess what? Adrian Allmendinger back in this race yet again. He was one to win this race last year. Had a good car last year in this race. And what happened? Strategy took him out, and somebody else, I can't remember who won last year's Xfinity race, but AJ Allmendinger was not happy about it and very disappointed, and we all know what happened the next day, followed up with an upset win. Well, I shouldn't call it that, but we're going to roll with it because that 16 car is not a full-time ride. Well, it's a full-time ride in the owners, but not a full-time ride when it comes to driver's side, right? One of you, right? Allmendinger winning the 19th running of the Pennzoil 150 at the Brickyard on the World Course yesterday, which tallies up to his 13th career win in the Xfinity Series. And there is a sick stat, sick in a good way, on Allmendinger, folks. Let's see if I can track that down. Okay, yes, Allmendinger, folks. After capturing checkered flag, right, yesterday. Now, a whopping 9 of 22 all-time on Xfinity Series road courses. Woo! That's 41%, folks. 41% winning percentage, folks. That's about to be better. That's better than KU. the football. Let's see what else. I know this got to be better than some of the bad teams in Major League Baseball for sure. I can't think of the teams right now, but I know that is. for sure, right there. That is ass kicking numbers there. When you look at Omni, you know he's hot dogs. And remember, this guy, Omni, I believe, if I remember it correctly here, let me go back and check the list here. Because I know he won, let's see, he won COTA. Yep, he won COTA at Portland. Yep, Portland. So all three of his victories this year. And remember, this guy, Omni, he won, what, 5-6 races last year? A combination of races. He won on Mile and a Half. He won on a road course, right? Yep. Yeah, he wanted to say that. Yeah, he won on a road course. No, he didn't. Because Ty Gibbs won at Watkins Glen last year. Another guy won, took the win away at Indy last year. It was not a John Meninger, for sure. COTA, I don't think he won COTA last year. No, he did not. Sonoma, no, they don't race there. So, yeah, he didn't. That is incredible. Incredible stat there that you win over 40% of the road course races in this particular series. And you know, and there's another one coming out there. I know there's one in the playoffs with the Roval as well. So, Omninger, you know the talent on his road courses. And he's obviously, yes, they're a little bit down on speed on other facets of NASCAR this year. Chris Rice has mentioned it. I'm down on speed a little bit in the Mile and a Half and other things like that. But yet, they're still able, you know, to keep that up. So, Omninger getting it done on the road course is no surprise right there. That's just, when I saw that stat, whew, that is something else right there. So, AJ Omninger continuing to put the Xfinity field on notice for the end of the year in 2022 for AJ Omninger.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Race day. I did not mention that. Here in the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 307. Recording us on the morning of the Cup Series race going down later on this afternoon in Indianapolis Road Course. Capping off an Indy NASCAR doubleheader. Well, it was doubleheader Saturday yesterday. Doubleheader weekend here. Eddie Greeter third, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast. EG3 literally going 3-wide. Obviously, we'll get to the trucks hopefully before this intermission is over. If not, I'll have to move it to the early portion of the second half of the show. Probably won't have going to do that because this half hour is going to be wrapping up with the Xfinity field. Yeah, so Noah Gregson winning stage one. And Josh Berry, I did come home yesterday. So yesterday's recording of the podcast, episode 306. If you have not downloaded, checked it out, please do that. Because on that show yesterday, I said to y'all listeners out there that depending on where I was at, I hope to catch the rest of this race, or I was going to miss some of it, which I did. Caught the end of stage two, which with Josh Berry winning that stage. Noah Gregson won stage one as well. So again, what's that in common? Junior Motorsports, by the end of the day, they had nothing for AJ Omninger. Let's take a look at the top 10 here. Alex Bowman making a special appearance in the 17. We have seen the 17 car quite a bit and might be seeing this car going, well, either it was the 88 or the 70 or the 17, whatever the case it is. Hennett Motorsports going to be rolling out their cup drivers in this car. Alex Bowman in this car yesterday finished second. Justin Allgaier finished in the third spot. Ross Chastain, we're going to be seeing him today. He and Chase Briscoe, second, fourth, and fifth, respectively, before you get to Raleigh Herbst. Another top 10. He started third, finished sixth. I made a bold prediction that Raleigh Herbst was getting the victory lane for the playoffs. I still think that's going to happen. I mean, he's right there somehow. But obviously, when you have Junior Motorsports up there dominating, or AJ Omninger up there leading, like he did yesterday, yeah, it's going to be tough getting there. But Ryan Herbst has shown a lot of speed. And if not before the end of playoffs, or before the start of playoffs, he's going to win the race before the year's out. That team has been very consistent And I'll tell you someone that's not been consistent here in a second. Sam Mayer, Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs finished 8th in this race. Austin Hill, another top 10 for him. And Noah Gregson, the Pocono winner, finished back in the 10th spot right there. Notables, Lennon Castle, once again up there, finished top dozen for the second consecutive week. 11th for him. Brandon Jones finished 5th. Josh Berry, who won stage 2, finished 14th. How about a couple of shout-outs here on the podcast, folks? Alex LeBay finished 12th. Sage Gearum, who was in the centerpiece of an unfortunate mess with Noah Gregson a few weeks ago at Road America. He finished what? Yeah, he finished 13th in this race here. Going down the line, continuing, Santino Verducci, 17th for him. Great job for him. Down here, Daniel Hemric. I'm going to stop right there. Woo! Daniel Hemric. I feel like I talk about him every week on this podcast. And there's why. 22nd. And he tweeted out yesterday that, let's read his tweet that I got put up here. I'm going to list Daniel Hemric, at Daniel Hemric. Okay, my execution this year is at an all-time low. My colleague racing team doesn't deserve the garbage I'm giving them to work with week in and week out. It's on my shoulders. I'll take it. Just want you all to know I acknowledge it. I own it. Dot, dot, dot. The rebuild process begins. Peace out, Indianapolis. Road course, Daniel Hemric. I have been up and down this guy. You know, when he first started, again, I feel like I talk about him at length on this podcast every week. And this is a guy, I feel like this is a forgotten guy because, look, he won a championship last year in Xfinity Series. Not only that, and first off, let me get this off first off. Congratulations to Daniel Hemric and the fam. They are going to be welcoming a boy. I don't know the exact month, so they're going to be welcoming in the second Hemric child in the family. So that child, that Daniel's family is growing by the year. So congratulations to Daniel Kinsey and the fam for on that. Second thing, flip side of that, on the racetrack, Hemric, obviously, you know, his beef with Noah Gregson. Again, the common theme in this half of this podcast. We've seen that kind of revive at New Hampshire, worried about. And then you turn around. Where did Daniel? I don't think I announced his name in the top 10 at Pocono. I'm going to go back to that tab right now. Here for a second here. He finished back to half the top 10. He did finish 9th. Okay. Here, he finished 22nd, and he called himself out for not getting the job done. And remember, this is a guy that was in top flight equipment. Not saying colleague racing isn't, because they're winning races with AJ Allmendinger, right? They're in contention with Lennon Castle at New Hampshire, and then haven't been really in contention with winning races with Daniel Hemric. And I would never say that. Who would have thought Lennon Castle would be up in the mix more than Daniel Hemric in 2022? Do I see any hands? Do I see hands out there? I don't see hands out here. I'm not erasing my hand. I know you guys, listen to the podcast, you can't see hands, but you can't actually see hands, but I don't see hands here anywhere. I'm not raising my hand at all. To even say that is, whew. Man, that's a disappointment. Gotta be a disappointing year for him. And at this rate, I mean, it's gonna be tough to get back to Championship 4. I mean, unless you're in Joe Gibbs Racing Equipment, which I was just so stunned that they didn't give Daniel Hemric another ride. At least extend him for another year to defend that title. That's really surprising there. And then to go to colleague there, where pretty much you had some momentum there in the Xfinity Series. Allmendinger coming off winning 5 races there. You won a championship when you won your very first race after many, many years of trying to break through in any level. I'm not asking for that level. Well, any level, talking about the trucks and the Xfinity, not the Cup, because the way things going right now, not showing that you can win, that's a problem. That's an absolute problem, and it's got to change big time, man. to still this late, that's also a warning sign there. You're not going to get very far in the playoffs. I'm sorry to call it what it is, but it is what it is at this point of the year, and I just can't see why you're going to turn it on late. Now, you do have the whole Tony Stewart thing way back when he had no wins, not even a factor in the regular season, and then you turn up in the playoffs and reel off 5 wins. That was the year that he got tied with Carl Edwards there, that ridiculous stat there. Carl Edwards' chance of a championship then slipped away. Man, and who knows? Again, I keep saying that if Carl Edwards wins one of those championships that was put in, obviously that championship for Heartbreak at Homestead there, the dominating race car, and that opened the door for Jimmy Johnson to win championship number 7. Carl Edwards won one of those. Who knows? He might be still in the sport. Obviously, Midwest Concrete Car, baby. 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. Another ADD moment this weekend on this show. Yeah, but Daniel Hemric, yeah, it's going to be really tough. You got to outrun even Sam Mayer's up there. Junior Motorsports has been the talk of 2022. Got to deal with it. You have to deal with that. And Riley Herbst, I put him over Daniel Hemric right now. He's been outstanding still. You got to do that. Obviously, you got the Ty Gibbs factor in that. Yeah, it's going to be really tough to get yourself back to that point. And to say that, the rebuild this late, that don't make no sense. You're supposed to get stronger as the season progresses, not go backwards. I feel like I mean, he's got several top 10 this year. Talking about Daniel Hemric, but on the flip side of that, I mean, to tweet that out, that's a warning sign there that, you know, hey, I mean, you might not be a factor in these playoffs when it comes to think of it here very soon for the Xfinity Series. But yeah, that was very alarming at that. And everything starts for the Xfinity Series after Daytona. You got Darlington, Kansas, Bristol, Texas, Talladega, the Charlotte Roval, Las Vegas, Homestead. Homestead is in there. Oh, you got 2 tracks, actually. I have to look at the... No, that's the Cup Series. Ooh, I'm looking way too ahead. Yeah, Homestead is in there as well in the top. Yeah, Las Vegas. Yeah, 2.5 miles in a short track. And, of course, you have Championship 4 there at Phoenix. I believe that is the same setup here with the playoff, well, their playoff, the Xfinity Series playoffs, Texas, next month, well, not August, but September, late September to be exactly that. And yes, it is same setup. So, yet Las Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville there, yeah, that's an alarming sign there. And of course, you're getting rid of 4 guys. So, I don't think Daniel Hemric's going to make it that far unless he wins. Unless that program, that team specifically, steps up a game, wakes up and realizes what's going on, it's going to be too late. And I think that tweet to me, not to keep bashing it, but that tweet to me says something to me right there that I don't think they're ready to win a championship with that team. And Daniel Hemric is the defending Xfinity Series champion, folks. So I know that's kind of been put to the back burner this year, and I keep bringing it back up on the show, on this podcast. So, but yeah, I just wanted to bring that up there. So, AJ Allmendinger trying to trend in the right direction, the win, while Daniel Hemric going the opposite direction and trying to figure things out. It might be too late for the reigning Xfinity Series champion. This is, we'll take a timeout here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, folks. When we return to the show, folks, Grant Allmendinger comes out on top, wins the race at NIRP, baby, and takes it away from the favorite to win the championship, Zane Smith. We'll get into that. And, of course, we'll have the starting lineup of the Cup Series race as well, folks. You are listening to the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll be back after this. the 3Wide NASCAR podcast back here on this Sunday race day for the Cup Series, folks, at IRC. Eddie Greer here, EG3, 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 continues. Truck Series, start of the postseason Friday night with a big one. And again, like I said on episode 306 of the 306 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Kudos to NASCAR for bringing back IRP, folks, to the fold. Boy, it lived up to its billing there with people being pissed off at each other, wrecks, beating, banging at the end of the night. Grant Evinger winning the playoff opener, T-Sport 200 in the NASCAR Cup Truck Series at Lucas Oil IRP. For those of you who don't know, I've been saying it, Indianapolis Raceway Park, folks. And this thing went down to the wire as well. Jeff Hensley had made a big time call, and this is how you get to pay the big crew chiefs in playoff situations. Get paid the big bucks here. Hensley called down Infinger for four tires less than 10 to go, folks, and that seemed to be the right call to for that 98, oh, not 98, that's his old number, 23, to get in the victory lane there, and he took the lead away from the championship favorite, Zane Smith, there with less than two to go, and he held him off there to win the race there. Huge. How huge is that for Grant Evinger? Did not win anything in the regular season, and you come back. I just made the analogy of Tony Stewart, and that's what Grant Evinger is hoping for to do, to get himself back to championship four. This is a cat, folks, that knows how to get himself to the championship four for whatever reason, whether it's Thor Sport or this guy has overcome it all out from Alabama. He's been on several podcasts, including the Lap Traffic podcast. Yeah, great dude, Alabama dude, and did what he did there. That is kudos to Jeff Hensley on the call. And Grant Evinger was in the top 10 for majority of the evening. This was some thing that Hail Mary where he was running in 20th. He was up there contending. Jeff Hensley decided, hey, why not? And he did that. He qualified third. No, he didn't. He qualified fifth. Excuse me. I'm looking at Christian Eckes, who qualified third and finished 16th. But Evinger pulls it out. And, of course, again, you have another defending champion in him here trying to repeat. The repeat mode begins for Ben Rhodes. He finished second. Zane Smith third. And I got to put myself in that position. I was not even aware of the fact that the playoffs already started there as well. So that's going to probably leave. I believe that's going to leave. Oh, okay. I got it. Never mind. All right. So already Grant Evinger moving on to the next round of the Truck Series playoffs. That's going to, again, you win, you advance. Again, just like the regular season, you win, you get in the playoffs. Again, for those of you new to the sport, you win a playoffs race. First off, you got to qualify for playoffs in any level, whether it's the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, or the Cup Series, right? Got to get there first. And then, if you're a playoff driver and you win a race in that round, you would automatically got to pass through to the next round. Simple enough. Grant Evinger on to the next round of the Truck Series playoffs there, which leaves, of course, big holes, I believe, I think it's two drivers eliminated for the Truck Series race after three, and then it eliminate like half the field of the Elite Eight, and then you have a championship four. So right now, that's going to be long. That back end belongs to Thor Sport teammates Matt Crafton and Christian Eckes. Christian Eckes finished 16th in this race. That's not going to get it done whatsoever. And kind of the bounce around the needle a little bit here. All right, so the first four drivers are playoff contenders there. Stuart Friesen, huge start to his playoff hopes. They're finishing in fourth spot there as well. Matt Crafton, he did finish ninth, but Yeah, he's back there buried in the point standings heading into their next race. Johan Nemechek. Lots been made on him. he finished 10th. He was leading, and then he took out Taylor Gray with a handful of laps to go there. I don't know what to say there. That I had to go back. I have not had a chance to look back what Johan Nemechek did. But according to a few tweets on my timeline, he was racing with his head between his toes, with his call, let's call it that, way it is. And Johan Nemechek, obviously, you know, he's kind of in that same boat there. He's got the equipment to win a championship, but can he execute it right and put himself in that spot? Well, he just made another enemy on a racetrack there. As well, Christian Eckes, the worst of the playoff drivers there. He finished in the 16th spot. But we got to turn around and give some kudos to some other, these other cats, right? Corey Heim finished 5th. And this is not playoff. No, usually, but for this is here, there's some names that I haven't really heard of. Well, actually, one of them I haven't heard of before. Corey Heim, he finished 5th. Tyler Ingram finished in the 6th spot. I gotta double check that stat on Heim. Tyler Ingram, non-playoff driver, finished 6th. Lane Riggs in the 62 truck for Stuart Friesen Racing. Put on a show for the fans out there the other night. He finished in the 7th spot. So that's your look there at that, because we're in playoff mode. We're not going to talk about all the rest of them drivers, because you're not in playoffs, then it don't matter. Corey Hobb is not in the playoffs. Interesting. Wow, that's interesting. Looking at that as well, so, yeah. I think Colson and Carson Hosovar, no. I take that back. I said Eckes finished 16th. He was not. Chandler Smith finished 18th. The worst of the playoff drivers was Carson Hosovar in the 21st spot right there. So, that is definitely not going to get it done as well. Yeah, so, yeah, Hosovar back here, but he, according to what I'm looking at right now, would be in over Crafton and Eckes, so to the next round. So, again, putting yourself in a particular position here for the Cape Herald Truck Series there. But we do know this for sure. Grant Infinger moving on to the playoffs here. The round of 10 continues in a couple of weeks for them at Richmond. Prime time under the lights. Grant Infinger runs well at Richmond. 7 Central time. It goes down there under lights at Richmond Raceway there, as well as their playoff chase continues again. Congratulations to Grant Infinger winning that race. And now he sets himself up